I want to tell you about this very special two-day conference event. It's taking place at Mount Bellew Agriculture College in Galway on Thursday. It commemorates the centenary of Ireland's first ever female vet. Aileen Cust was her name, and Elizabeth Clayton, who's a vet herself, a native of Athleague in County Roscommon, where Aileen Cust's name became very important. She's on the line to tell us more. Good morning to you, Elizabeth Clayton.
Hello, Oliver. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Aileen Cust. We're going way back here now, aren't we? And who was she? Where did she come from?
We are, yeah. No, she was born in 1868, actually in near Tipperary town. And she was born into an aristocratic family. And she spent her first 10 years there and then went back to England with her family, but ended up striving to become a vet and going to college in Edinburgh.
Yes.
Yeah,
very much our theme this morning.
So it she had
a lovely kind of horsey outdoor lifestyle in Tip, with the country pile and everything that goes away with the, you know, pre-independence Anglo-Irish aristocracy. But she went to study veterinary, and at a time women weren't allowed to practice or even qualify as vets.
That's exactly it. Yeah, they just were, you know, totally, you know, not allowed, as you say. And she did do the studies there, yeah. And excelled in the studies, but when it came to the final qualification, she just wasn't allowed to sit the exam or go on the veterinary register, so she was essentially barred from entering the profession. And but she got a recommendation from the professor in the college, and she ended up getting a job as a veterinary assistant in Athleague, County Roscommon. So, you know, she was allowed, she entered almost kind of surreptitiously and practiced there as a vet for many years.
We should say as well, she was obviously brilliant, wasn't she? She won a gold medal in zoology, but
yes,
she was doing everything right except she was a woman.
That's exactly it. Yeah, she was the wrong sex, and women were barred from all professions at that time. So, but William Byrne employed her, which was, you know, and, you know, she worked in the Athleague, you know, kind of Roscommon Galway area as an assistant. And
so William Byrne was a vet in Athleague.
Yes, he was. And, you know, he's obviously deserves tribute as well, because he went against the established order of the day and gave her a job. So and she was very well accepted by the, you know, the community, and he opened doors for her. And she also was, she applied for a job in Galway County Council, and she succeeded in getting that job as well, despite the, you know, the establishment would have been also against that.
Yeah, the establishment was the local Roman Catholic priest, because I love the excuse that William Byrne, when the priest said to him, why have you hired a woman? He basically, what does he say?
Well, he said to her, you know, he said, it was all done by correspondence, you know, and then I didn't realise she was a woman until she turned up, you know.
Yeah,
so it's, you know, he was wily, and, you know, he just persevered in spite of, you know, yeah, the local priest was horrified, really, that this woman was arriving and that she would be castrating horses and doing all those things, you know. So, but yeah, they persevered.
I mean, it was kind of, it's an Irish solution to an Irish problem, wasn't it? Oh, well, you didn't know she's a woman. She's here now, and she's absolutely very good at it. The Ballinasloe Western News, there's an amazing quote here. They didn't like the appointment. When she was appointed the veterinary inspector by Galway County Council, they said, I have the quote at hand here. The County Council made an appointment in the horse and brute kingdom, which appears to us disgusting, if not absolutely indecent. We can understand women educating themselves to tend women, but horses, good heavens.
I know. It's really just kind of summarizes the, you know, the tone of society at the time, when, you know, they just, you know, absolutely horrified that a woman would, you know, contemplate, you know, such a route in life. But it's really interesting. And I think the conference, you know, will, you know, brings it out and it puts focus on her, on William Byrne, on the society of the day. And it's really interesting.
It's great. That was a fascinating story. Now, when William Byrne dies, she actually becomes the main vet there, doesn't she? And she has social conscience about her as well.
She bought property in Athleague, and she set up a farm there, and she ran her practice. And you know, the legend is that she went around on side saddle on her Arab stallion, you know, and she did her calls. And so yeah, she was there and she worked away, and she actually drove to France then to take part in the war effort, where she was tending to the wounded horses in World War One.
And anyone who's ever read about the Great War will know that wasn't a handy gig.
I just can't imagine what it must have been like. I mean, all these, but like, she wanted to be there, right there with the horse. She was a horse lover and a dog lover, and she wanted to be right there, you know, where the action was. And again, the army people wouldn't have wanted her there either, because again, she wasn't properly qualified, but she just wanted to be there.
Yeah, well, she was fully qualified, but not recognised.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Yes, she had all the qualifications, but she wasn't essentially, you know, officially on the register.
She was obviously very tenacious. But she was, when she was a vet around Athleague, she was charging the wealthy people, wasn't she? But she was doing it for nothing, or she was giving money to the poor, is that what?
Yeah, well, she certainly was, I think, was well regarded as, you know, very fair and decent, as was William Byrne, actually, you know, that they both would have charged people according to their means. And you know, I've read that, you know, she commented on the local people as being the most keen horse loving people, you know. She was a friend of the ordinary person, even though she was very much of a different class.
Yes. And so 100 years ago she was finally recognised, wasn't she, by the Royal
College. 1922, so that's surgeons. We're celebrating the centenary of that event. And it was the 1919 Act of Parliament in London, which basically allowed women enter all professions, and that opened the door officially for her to take an oral exam, I think, finally, and then they put her on the register in 1922.
So she became the first female vet, Julie, in Britain and in Ireland. But she didn't stay in Ireland, didn't she?
No, you see, she came back after the war to a very different Ireland, as you can imagine. And in fact, when she came back to Athleague, I think she had a bit of hassle with the local IRA. I think they might have taken her car and kind of went around her house a few times. But so she felt uncomfortable in that changed Ireland. And when everything British was kind of, you know, not really wanted.
Out of fashion.
Yeah, exactly. It was a change time.
To put it mildly.
And so she sold up her property in Athleague in 1924, it was.
Wow.
Yeah. And she went back to the UK. And really, to be honest, after that, she didn't really do much veterinary work. She kind of retired. But then it was when she was fully registered and qualified that
After all of her efforts and...
I know. But she did stay in touch. I think she visited veterinary colleges and spoke a lot publicly. And so she was still active.
And she kept going. She died. She was only 57 when she finally died in Jamaica.
She died of heart failure, actually, on a trip to Jamaica in 1937.
Were you aware of Aileen Cust when you were growing up and, you know, around Athleague and Roscommon there?
Well, to be honest, no. I have to say I wasn't. And it wasn't until I went to college in Dublin that a professor actually mentioned her to me and said, "What about this lady?" And so really that's reflective of the fact that she's almost forgotten, really. But now the people of Athleague have made a huge effort to put focus on her, and they have a lovely statue of her in the village. And the local community group have worked hard with all of that.
And so the Aileen Cust Memorial Society have organised this event. Can you tell us when it's happening? How can people get involved?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, the Aileen Cust Society is an organisation that was set up to have this conference, and it's on this coming Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And the ATU, Atlantic Technological, they are hosting it in Mount Bellew, and it's being organised and funded by the Heritage Officers of the Galway County Council and Roscommon County Council, and then part funded by the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts and the Great.
And we'll put the details on our website. Maybe we can look up Aileen Cust event, and it's AlEenCust. That's Aileen Cust. And Elizabeth Clayton, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Oliver.
People can really dive into that story and get the great detail over the 11th and 12th of August and drink in that incredible story. 51551. That's a text. Thanks, you, Elizabeth.